Diary Cast. Hi, I'm Damon Hart Davis, and welcome to Earth Notes podcast on all things eco and green and efficient at home. 12th July 2020, a brief personal record of events seen from EOU Towers since the end of May, my corner of the conscious uncooping and lockdown lifting. There are some photos and other extras in the page for this episode added to the transcript. 25th of May. My glasses were falling apart, so I mailed my opticians on this bank holiday Monday, more in hope than expectation. I need my glasses in order to be able to work. Amazingly, I had email and phone responses very quickly, and I ordered replacements to arrive by post. After a chase-up and a fortnight-ish, shiny new replacements did indeed arrive. 31st of May. As noted in the Statscast for May, PV generation was a record here at 24 kilowatt hours per day over the month versus the previous best of 21 and a more typical-ish 18. 16th of June. I had to return a failed product to Amazon today and so visited my friends who run the coffee stall at the station near the drop-off point. The roads were fairly quiet and the train station very much so given that it was just after 9 a.m. on a weekday. Also the 16th. In confinement, I have ordered a few relatively inexpensive tools. This lockdown is neither war nor Armageddon, and thus online ordering still works. Today's innovations include a nicely designed Raspberry Pi 3B Plus case, a clever bidirectional Satechi USB-C power meter, and a rug under my desk and chair to protect the carpet a bit. 17th. I wonkily counted steps for my normal lockdown exercise jaunt to and around the edge of the cemetery next door. The circuit seems to be about 2,000 steps, or 20% of what likely should be my daily target. 20th June. I encountered a new, bright cinnabar moth in the cemetery, identified for me by the nice denizens of Twitter. My photo attempts don't do it justice, seemingly almost fluorescent pink when fluttering in direct sunlight over a grass lawn. 22nd of June. Yesterday, someone on Twitter suggested that home batteries, such as my Enphase, should be recorded on the local fire brigade's database, since, as with PV, there are some extra hazards when firefighting. I contacted London Fire Brigade yesterday, and today had a call back saying that LFB has no such database. 28th of June. As described in the Statscast for June, I have finally created visualizations, graphs, for gas consumption versus weather, kilowatt hours per heating degree day, from Loop and Agree Days Net data. I did this to better understand 16WW behaviour, but also to better understand the relationships between those items to check if the kilowatt hour per heating degree day normalisation is reasonable. I think it is. Not perfect, but a fair reflection of the physics in messy real life. 9th of July. I visited the barber for a long overdue haircut and not so close shave. Hurrah! The place wasn't very busy, and only alternate chairs were being used, but a couple of us were waiting inside and face masks weren't required. Clearly, touching of hair and face is going to happen in this situation. 11th July. I went to the pub, my old local, for the first time in months, and caught up with the landlord Rick and a friend I hadn't even considered might be there. We ended up discussing Open University computer science teaching, which was unexpected. That serendipity is what social non-distancing is all about. Like the barbers, not very busy, doors propped open, face mask not required. I was less than impressed by the bloke who followed me into the gents, ignoring the one-at-a-time sign, questioned the whole lockdown saying that he didn't know anyone who died of it, I said that I do, sadly, then left without washing his hands. Oh dear. These experiences are probably not much different to anyone else's, but sometimes it's worth contemporaneously capturing the detail before it fades from memory. And now here's a gratuitous clip of the ambient sound from 16WW's back garden as I have been preparing this episode. Enjoy!
Okay, one down, one down.
There's more on my Earth Notes website at earth.org.uk.